and that rage doesn't boil through you throughout the year, and you are thankful for what you have in this world that's constantly raping you up the ass, a constant, unlubed, anal pounding that is called life. God bless you.
Unnecessary talk with Brian Sturges.
Well, I'd like to start this episode off by saying a very happy Thanksgiving from all of us here at the Poor Life Choices Unnecessary Talk family. We'd like to wish to you and your brethren and to your family, it doesn't matter what color, creed, orientation, whatnot, is that we're all a Norman Rockwell-esque painting. And that rage doesn't boil through you throughout the year. And you are thankful for what you have in this world that's constantly raping you up the ass. A constant, unlubed, anal pounding that is called life. God bless you.
Ooh. On this very special episode of Unnecessary...
Oh.
Talk with Brian Sturges.
Well, don't make it weird.
We won't make it weird. It's going to be seamless.
Did you eat ass?
You've been eating ass.
Yeah, so you right before we started filming, you asked who eats ass room. Let's just get into it. Because you know what we're eating? It's holidays, baby.
Yeah.
It's the holidays. Now, I'm just going to go ahead. We will be having a full meal.
Not just that.
But let's just get right into it. Tell us about Tim Hall's ass eating skills from 1 to 10.
Oh, you mean like from age 1 to age 10?
Yes.
I did. It was at a 0. I would say my skills fairly limited.
Limited.
I mean, you look at this face, you know it.
Because you got married before that was a thing.
It wasn't a thing.
It was not a thing. Now, I mean, it's right out of the gate.
You're only tall salad at Hidden Valley Ranch.
Is that first base now?
Some women won't kiss me, but they'll say, hey. I mean, if I were single. I mean,
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, don't take a night off. Take a night off. I love you.
Wait, that what I want? Anyway.
They need to feel loved all the time. I didn't hear you. What did you say?
I was like, da, 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 da. But that's different words.
Yeah.
Clearly, that was a big black cock. Clearly, George Lucas was like, you know what happened? He got...
I never thought about that.
His wife... Obviously, he got cuckolded. Lucas got cuckolded by you know what I mean. And so he's like, I'm gonna write this story where like the evil big black cock comes and takes over and then they got white slaves. They got Princess Leia's all tied up with their little bra. And I think you know. I mean, Java kind of let himself go, but, you know, I think we should not cancel him, right? You don't fat shame Java.
No.
That's true.
Work in 1983.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you know what else pisses me off, other than the big black cock who can't breathe? What was that guy's name? Spaceballs? What was his name?
Oh, a big head?
No, Ricky Gervais?
Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis. Yeah. Who I love.
We're talking about eating ass.
Oh,
that's
right.
Skip over that asshole eating. It's Thanksgiving.
Oh boy. I think we covered my experience. Now we're moving.
No, but we didn't. You didn't say. Did you ever eat ass?
What? Define eat. What about like a visit?
The sommelier comes
did
out.
Did you rub your tongue on the Pacific nice... Rim or not, Tim?
Oh yeah. I've done that.
A Tim job.
Yeah, the old Tim job.
So basically, you asked us what it was, knowing what it was.
Well, I mean, I didn't know if you had to, like...
Secret handshake?
Yeah, I don't know if there was...
Or if you were overzealous, you started in the, you know, you started at the lemonade stand and you ended up at the chocolate factory. Did you lick it? Did you stick it? What happened?
Did you get to the cereal pop?
Well, I hope not.
Yeah, I guess you probably don't want to.
Yeah.
Well,
Wait, did you ever eat ass or not?
I mean, I guess yes, technically,
how
yeah.
How many times does a man have to say he loves the taste of ass?
When? How long has it been, Tim?
Please, someone sponsor us.
There's got to be
some. There's got to be some desperate company.
10 years? 15? 5?
Yeah, probably 10, 15? Like 15. Oh, yeah. Okay. It's been
just the once.
While. Just yeah, once. Yeah. It was just a lark. You know, just a little.
The blip on the radar.
Little lark. Yeah.
What is this? This is a Thanksgiving. This is a family show.
Did you ever eat Clef. Ass or not?
Have I? Well, you don't. I mean,
look at this guy.
America, I ain't ass. I don't have no shame. Shit. Toss the salad, Hidden Valley Rams.
Okay, don't you?
Yeah, okay. Oh, you so don't want any ranch
have
in
you,
there.
Have you, I don't know if this is inappropriate to ask, but have you visited the Hidden Hills, your new betrothed?
Oh, this is inappropriate.
I have,
Or inappropriate.
Gina ass! Did you eat it?
Not yet. But I mean, it's on the menu.
I hope she watches this. I hope she watches the last episode. Yeah. She's come back full days later for this.
I got the mints. I got the list of rinse strips. I got everything. I'm ready. You know, a cough drop in the cheek never hurts anybody. That's the trick.
Mm. Huh. Yeah. The Altoids makes it cool.
Yeah.
The cooling sensation.
Okay.
The curiously strong. Yeah.
Curiously. I mean, by curiously strong. Anyone?
Thank you, Esteban.
Anyone? Well, I don't know why we started this fine. This is another episode of Unnecessary Talking. Brian Sturgis and I have met Brian Sturgis. Brian Sturgis Comedy. I'm Mr. Brian Sturgis. Brian Sturgis TikTok. Timothy Hall Music. Timothy Hall is a bitch. Cliff Beach Music. Black Cliff Beach. Y'all. Happy Thanksgiving. Here we are. Well, we're just a bunch of ass eaters sitting around a beautiful Rockwellian-esque Stockbridge, West Stockbridge, Massachusetts.
Gobble, gobble.
Jesus. Oh, boy.
Well.
Excitable boy.
More than one way to stuff the turkey.
It was a turducken. You know what I mean? Because there were several. It was.
Got to get the giblets in the neck.
That's the next movie I'm writing. It's like the human centipede, except they're like Russian dolls, and you have to eat, and you fall, and you just get bigger. And so one person is inside another person, right. And a fatter person, and then there's some guy named, our PA Doug. He couldn't get out of that guy. You know, I let Doug borrow the Geo Metro with the two that are
trashed
together.
It. Yeah, it's
fat asshole broke the goddamn axle. This shit ain't cheap, you know. What else is going on?
I think that's
it's Thanksgiving.
Right?
What's an HMS Bounty?
Yes, so we're gonna have a Thanksgiving meal. We've been eating a lot. I've on these shows.
He's eating his way through the Iron Curtain.
You have no idea. Seriously, I mean, you know, if you Putin it, they will come. Putain. Putain.
Oh yeah.
Canadian. Oh, you ever had Putain? Putain. Poor Louis C.K.
Putain.
Putain. Whatever. What happened to that? I don't mean that in that way. I mean you're more successful than I am. By having any success. But the guy who played, who was the main Pootie Tang? I haven't seen.
Oh, yeah. There was nothing else to go to after that.
Once you do Pootie Tang.
Separate time.
With Louis C.K. Did you know that?
What?
Yeah. He directed it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, wasn't the guy. Him. Yeah. Because he would have gotten canceled much earlier.
But you know, Louis C.K. grew up in Mexico. So he's very cultured.
Oh, I did not know that.
He speaks fluent Spanish.
Really?
Hola.
Yeah.
Oh.
Stop the blur.
Yeah, so that's why he has a different experience of life because he didn't have like a traditional white American thing. He spent his whole childhood in Mexico.
Now, I have here the, I think this is the Chartone de Depardieu.
Oh.
It's a 1969 de
Depardieu.
And it has the...
the classic twist top. I have a knife if you.
Yeah.
But did you enjoy when you ate that ass, Tim? That's what I want to know. You didn't go back for seconds. Get it. Lick it. Jesus. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Hope you're not looking down at me, Dad. Not now. Like,
pick a different time.
Like, in about an hour.
Sprout.
Where are these napkins?
We never had them. There they are. Oh, shit.
Oh, sorry.
It's my own personal stash. And
seriously. We're not, so here we go. We're going to have a little bit of toast.
Mm.
I'd like to thank the indigenous people for being cool about that whole blanket thing.
Yeah, they're not cool about it.
Sorry, no, they're not.
They're not the smallpox casino blanket? Money.
Yeah,
they're still
upset. Take it to the casino. We got to ruin a beautiful culture.
When is Native American Month, Tim?
I love how you threw that.
Indigenous.
I love how you didn't know the answer. You asked it and then threw it to the white man. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if there's an Indigenous People Day, which is what taken over Columbus.
There's Pan Asian
cuisine.
Yeah, no, there's Pan. What, we just had. I think October. I don't know.
It was in October.
They need a month.
That's fine.
Black History is February, shortest month.
Yeah.
We really should have gotten March.
28. That's how many days do you need?
Leap year.
We gave you a whole month. And these over here.
It's better not a day than a week than a month. We did a lot. We don't have enough time to talk about it.
That's true. You run out of time.
I can't go on the internet without hearing about it. Every second. I can't. If I want to go and buy discount turkey online, I got to sit through 7 ads talking about how white guys took a beautiful Native American stone structure of the grandfathers, and they're like, hey, I was thinking we replaced it with some white motherfuckers.
Yeah, we should replace everything. Mount Rushmore should get some inclusivity.
Well, they did. They undid it. So they did? Those were the faces. So Mount Rushmore originally was called, I think, the Six Grandfathers, and it was a huge Native American. And Teddy Roosevelt was like, "Fuck you, feathers!" That's why they did that. This is our land, and they put the faces of Washington over what was a beautiful rock. So,
oh, okay.
I guess that's one for the white man. But normally,
well, they're doing Crazy Horse over there.
The strip club.
No, they're putting us.
They're putting. Wait a second. Are you telling me?
Are you telling me
they're putting a Crazy Horse strip club at the top? Is that what the room in the back of Mount Rushmore is for?
I can't remember where. I think they're adding somebody. Yeah. Well, I don't know if they're adding to the.
If only we had.
We have no way to find out. Yellowstone, I think maybe it's. Somebody's doing Crazy Horse.
Punk ass motherfucker Tim being like, I heard you, biatch.
Oh, it's in the same neighborhood. It's in the Black Hills. So it's like Crazy Horse. They just haven't finished it yet.
It's the bad part of town. Yeah. So they're building it now, Crazy Horse?
I've been there. I have a rock from it.
Well, that's
that
good.
I used
that's
to prop
clearly
up my
a crime.
Door.
That's why you're a rock.
They gave it to me. I swear. They couldn't get rid of those rocks.
Can you show us a picture, which obviously you'll throw up and post since you're not doing this properly? Of the cool.
Yeah, so they're working on it and he should be pointing. But
right, very, if I may, very enough. Egyptian, very Sphinx-esque, right?
Yeah, we need more of this around.
So they also, that the Sphinx had another face, that it was the dog, I think, or something, and then they came and they chiseled. So that's a...
blew the nose off.
Well, that
yeah,
was...
That's yeah, that's the Nazis,
yeah,
there right?
was a tremendous amount of cocaine. That's what they don't talk about.
Oh.
Could we actually see? Is it possible
like a side view?
No, I'd like to see the six of grandfathers. I think it's called.
Oh, sure.
So here's Mount Rushmore, and where is the?
That's not an easy project.
Yeah, that seems like a little much, right? But if that stays and after Putin bombs us or whatever the fuck happens, whatever new generation crawls out of the slime. So I see a picture of what it looked like before the white man?
I'm surprised people don't go there and chant, like, take these father rapers down. Let's get some other...
Abraham Lincoln, of course, homosexual.
Abraham Lincoln. What is that?
That's Mount Rushmore. That's what...
Oh, before we desecrated?
Yeah. But listen, I hope that the money that I and Rafiq... I hope that the money Rafiq has lost at your casinos alone has somehow softened the blow.
Isn't that a slap in the face doing that Crazy Horse? The Crazy Horse statue?
We're on wheels, Cliff. We're on wheels here, buddy.
This is Meals on Wheels. Don't the Native Americans respect the land so they wouldn't want a Crazy Horse statue in the mountain facade?
Well, I think...
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a good question. And I will say that I don't think they worked on it because I saw that on my honeymoon, as one does.
Oh, well, yeah, you're probably a union job.
Yeah,
well,
so it's...
Oh, well. I mean, I guess. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Ding, ding.
Especially Longfeather. Tommy Longfeather. I buy a lot of peyote from
Dances
him.
With Cock and Bull.
That's actually really good.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It tastes good on my lips.
Ass? Are you talking about ass?
I'm talking about eating ass, Tim. All day long.
Did you did you get a little shit stain on you?
Got a little bit of, you got a little bit of what they call the...
A chocolate Hitler.
They call it the Laurel and Hardy.
Oh, God.
The small little...
The Hershey's.
Now, of course, we were going to have a Thanksgiving meal.
Oh, jeez. You got to settle down over there.
A little bit of dessert. Now, there is a...
No shame in it.
There is a national turkey shortage. Now, I think it's bullshit because I went to go get...
I'm sure there's one every year.
I was going to do it, right?
Yeah.
Is that when I went to go buy sliced sandwich turkey for the gag...
Oh, yeah.
Right? They don't have it. They only got the birds. So what I think, it's the big... It's Tyson. It's Neil deGrasse Tyson and his goddamn chicken farms, turkey farms. That seemed wrong to say.
Mike Tyson?
Just goddamn... Turkey farms.
You bunch got of turkeys turkey over farms. There. Yeah. I don't mind a turkey burger, but I don't believe you. I think you're holding. I think you're selling them and you're juicing them. Stop juicing them. Why is that camera off? So we're going to have a Thanksgiving meal.
Traditional.
Now, because of the turkey shortage, and there were.
Look, I'm not.
Both yes, yes, I was stepping on it. Yes, yes. I will strap them down. I will, yes, I will zip tie them for next time.
That's my kind of Thanksgiving. Strap me down and zip tie me.
I love it. Because you get so full and bloated that you just say, just eat my ass.
Oh, my God.
God, I'm sorry. I'm going to lay here after eating. Just eat my ass, please.
I say grace, then I eat that ass.
My political career.
Oh, you don't think it's going to take off? It might be ruined from the start. I think you might be right.
There's nothing wrong with getting a little freaky dicky. You got to keep it fresh over the years. How do you keep it fresh, Tim, this many years later?
I don't know. I guess I don't keep it fresh.
There's nothing about Tim that's fresh.
Yeah.
I mean, you can learn a new trick.
Grazie.
So, Tim, what's a traditional... Oh, no!
Oh, he broke it.
I broke it.
What do you say? Mazel? No, what is it?
Uzo.
The Greek...
My wife is going to kill me!
Opa. Yeah, there we go. Well.
I was going to say before we... No, no edits. No edits.
No edits. Oh, you love turkey. Wait. I'm trying to do a segue. Don't laugh.
No, I'm not laughing.
This show is getting shittier.
Turkey.
Turkey.
Now, because of the national turkey shortage, see, we can talk about this once this is done.
Go ahead, yes.
That I got the next best thing.
Oh, God.
And I was going to get a whole chicken.
Turkey dick.
But that seemed wasteful.
It's just the gizzard.
So we got you some... Signature Select brand.
They do look Signature Select.
Chicken nuggets and, of course...
Nigglets. No guts. Nigglets.
Some cuts. Did you want to carve the turkey as the head of the table? Here, please.
Please, do.
Please, don't cut my finger off. Please. You have to make it.
And the rocket.
It's red glare. And the bombs bursting in air is truth in the night that our flag was.
Goes to Whitney Houston.
Sing us the Star Spangled Banner.
Where are the sauces?
And the home of the brave and the home of the brave.
Oh, man. for 4th of July, but still good.
Well, that's what my family does every
Thanksgiving. Yeah, that's a tradition, that's tradition.
We need sauce. Where is the sauce?
What do you mean sauce? Like cranberry sauce?
Oh, cranberry sauce?
Yeah. We got you covered.
Now, they were out of cranberry sauce.
Oh, God.
So I got Signature Select cranberry juice cocktail.
I'm seeing a theme.
Yeah, I'm seeing a sponsorship is what I'm seeing.
Signature Select, a fine Kroger brand. I'm cool with Monopoly. It's okay. No,
he has no choice.
I got the light one because I know both of you are fancy boys.
Light.
And that's what these glasses were for. Yeah. Now, of course, as in Ireland, there was a potato shortage.
Yep.
You got a problem? You got a problem?
No, the potatoes.
And I didn't make mashed potatoes, but I have Pringles cheddar and sour cream, which I feel is like. I'm sorry. I should have plated everyone.
I had some. Thank you.
There you go.
The only flavor I'm interested in is this man's mustache.
It is quite large. Oh, it's going to seal. The seal of freshness is open.
So like nothing.
Oh, yeah. They need to put more stink in there.
For years, I didn't like Pringles. Because I thought...
Well, I picked Pringles clearly because of the gag. Pringles.
No, I like...
If you look at it from the side...
I love Pringles.
No, I like Pringles now.
Potato
but I was
shaped.
Saying as a kid, for some reason, like, I eat them, but you know how, like, regular chips are greasy? I liked that.
Oh, you like it grease, huh?
I like that, so I used to
look at this, you know, duck lips.
Oh. A little turducken for Thanksgiving.
So many cuts.
You can stuff me anytime.
Do you want bread?
I can eat what I want.
Happened to be
on
clearance.
Where'd you find that one? Yeah, happened to be on clearance. I can't believe it. Did it come like that?
It already was cheap at $3.29.
Bread?
Sure.
Bread?
Mm-hmm. We got to break bread.
See, we're breaking bread.
Got to break bread.
Mm. Oh,
I mean.
Oh, look at that. Such color variety.
It looked like the walls. Yeah, by the way, look. I put the curtains back up because of how it looked like we were filming in an administrator's office at a hospital. Just that. This whatever Swiss mocha bullshit.
Ooh, Swiss mocha.
Now, there was something when I was a kid. There is a tradition in which I am teaching my daughter in this year.
Tradition?
Lying?
This is the tradition. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is we of course should have a vegetable, and so I got us some Signature Select ripe pitted olives. Colossal.
Are olives vegetables?
Yeah.
I would just like to say for the record, Tim and I may or may not have other stuff to do, and this hodgepodge is not going to turn pretty on the other side.
Are you saying that I have nothing to do? Somebody invite me anywhere. Oh. I forgot. I'm going out tonight.
Oh, yeah?
I just remembered. I forgot.
Oh.
Don't give me one of those because I hate olives.
Is it gay night?
What do you mean you hate olives?
Well, I don't like them.
Is it because it's black?
No, I don't like the green ones either.
You stop pushing the table.
Lock them! Lock the wheels!
Are they lockable?
These are.
I'm not doing it. I wasn't even touching it.
Am I pulling it in? No.
What's the matter?
It's just that they taste bad.
Tim, do you know Tim is a super taster?
Yeah, I'm a super taster, guys.
That's why he doesn't like certain textures and certain tastes. Because I was like, there's no way he would hate that many things. The only people who are like that, it's like cilantro tastes like soap to you, doesn't it?
No, I like cilantro, actually. That's where I defer.
That's the one thing you fucking like. The first time you said you like anything ever, and it's cilantro?
Yeah.
It
makes me hungry. It's like basil. You know when you taste it, you're like, oh.
Cilantro?
Yeah. When I was a kid, we used to put these on.
Oh,
on our fingers.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Good job.
Did you ever do this when you were a kid?
No.
Nope.
We didn't play with our food. That'd get
definitely
a backhand.
Didn't do that.
That'd be disrespectful.
Okay, he's working at the DMV.
Oh.
Hey, sugar.
I'm on break. Like, oh, no. Tim, you should try it just to see if you hate it on camera.
Well, I know I'll hate it
off
camera.
Test it. It can't be like that bad.
These didn't get cooked enough.
You don't think they've been browned?
No. These are still kind of cold, by the way.
I took a bite. I think I like the other kind of olive. What was the worst Thanksgiving you had?
Oh, actually, this is a combination worst and best.
Oh, good. Tim's got a story.
I went up into the mountains, and I think it was called Lemon Mountain, to a cabin with my sister and my brother, and the lady was there, and a couple other family members. And it snowed, and the power went out while we were cooking. So, like, we had the turkey in the oven, super raw, and then the power went out.
So you raw-dogged your sister? What is this story?
So we ended up there was like an oil can or like one of those big steel drums outside, and we set that on fire and we threw the turkey on that.
That
and they had a stove.
Like an OSHA violation.
Yeah,
that's
they resourceful. Had, not a stove, like a heating stove.
Nice.
That you put fire in. Yeah. So we threw the sides on that.
And did it cook?
Yeah. It just took a long time.
That's
what we made memories.
You made memories.
You're resourceful.
And that was Arizona. It snowed. I mean, who'd have thunk it?
Who would have thunk it?
Who would have thunk it?
Worst
now
Thanksgiving, Brian.
Oh.
Every Thanksgiving.
Or holiday in general.
No, well, stick with the theme. God damn it. Stick with the theme. I don't think I had...
Worst Earth Day.
Thanksgiving? I would say... Probably, I didn't like it when I had to go like to the family, to like the... When I was young, having to go to my grandmother's and like certain family members you have a nice holiday with, and other family members, you're like, fuck. Why? I had to sit in the car for 3 hours to come here to get my fucking nuts busted.
Oh, dang.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, tough grandpa.
I was seven. I was like, this fucking grandpa. Like, when I was your age, I owned most of a...
You call that a dick? This is a dick.
Like, Pan Am. That's panoramic America.
Now go see your uncle in the treehouse. Okay.
Uncle Charlie. That guy.
Can you pass the potatoes?
Yeah.
Well, my worst Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and you just interview yourself. That's cool.
My worst Thanksgiving. My stepdad took us down to visit his family in North Carolina. About a 4-hour trip from D.C. And when we got there, nobody had food. Nothing was open. And nobody offered us a goddamn thing. We ended up eating.
Did you just stand outside?
We ended up eating at a Motel 6. Out of the vending machine, I've never
been
to
a Thanksgiving and they didn't offer you food?
No, we went there for Thanksgiving, but nobody had food, and nobody
Everyone
offered
thought,
it.
Yeah. Well,
they just were like, you just came.
I thought you were
came.
Bringing some.
Yeah, you brought nothing. So that's what I learned. I was never going back there, and I never went back.
Suck.
I never
really
went
really
back.
The ones that you're obligated to.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, who does that? Like, we went to their house, and they were cooking. But they didn't offer us anything. And they didn't
so they were cooking.
I mean, or they could have cooked. Like, they had food in there.
Stone soup.
But they did nothing.
No, fuck.
I remember eating just vending machine potatoes.
Coming over. Cliff's coming over. Like, fuck, I'm not giving him a black olive.
But that Black Friday breakfast was so good because we were so hungry by then. Like, a day later, I could imagine a place where everything... That's how it was as a kid. Like, stuff, you know, religious or whatever holiday that everyone closed. Like, now, Ralph's or Vons, they stay open like half the day. But like, back in the day, everything was just shut down so everyone could go home. So there was literally nothing going on. It was snowing.
Well, thank you, big box stores. You don't get to spend time with your family anymore because I need a discount television from a name brand I can't pronounce. Well, I was going to say that this is my start of a holiday. Mm. So we have fruitcake here. Next to that is the dessert.
How dare you call me that?
Yeah, you know, I was... I had already set it up. You're not allowed to then take it. But that, I got that. That's 12 bones.
Actually. 12 bones.
12 bones for that. I got that. What's that? With a woman I...
It's moist.
Well, one of those upstairs. That's your favorite.
Oh, really?
Ah, and then I got this. And this is my start of the holidays.
Ah, so classic.
Are you interested in having a little of this? Or?
Yeah, sure.
So
yeah.
This is my...
It's like a panettone, but it's Italian. Oh, it is panettone.
Okay. There we go. Isn't panettone Italian?
It's the Italian fruitcake.
Oh, okay.
It's drier.
I like how you got panettone. All right, so this is, so I haven't had this since last year.
Oh, it's been a year.
It has been.
Oh, I've never had it.
You never had this?
No.
Do you like a halibut?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you?
That's what I make my French toast out.
Hala!
It's your boy.
No frame of reference.
That's
Tim Rose's guitar. I just do Don't Fear the Reaper. Yeah.
It was Don't Fear the Reaper. If you're still watching the show at this point, we don't need to apologize to you.
Yeah.
If, in the unlikely event you've reached this point,
you've fallen asleep. Yeah.
You ain't got nothing to do. I hate the way you live.
Yeah. Get yourself. It's the holidays.
Tiny Tim's TikToks.
Holly.
Oh my God.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Man.
Oh man, you are going to be late for work today.
Oh, that is.
You should have called in sick. Isn't that crazy, though, about life with those types of accidents? Like,
you mean like a split second?
Well, I was saying, like let's say you're running late. Like, that could either get you into an accident or help you miss an accident. Like, that's timing, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm.
Like, a split second, if you're like, oh, I'm on my phone distracted, and you're like, oh, I'm going slower than normal, and then some shit just happens in front of you. Like, fuck, that could have been me.
That's why they have all of the, when the cops pull you over, they stick their car out now.
Oh, right. Left,
and stick you over. And they still get hit.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All good. This is Carpet Ride TV.
Yeah.
Just take one, whenever you want.
Carpet Ride has all the bargains for this spook on the
Monday. I'm sorry, what?
Axminster, Shag Pile and Lino's. 15% off. Sale ends spook on the Monday.
This was me.
Yeah, I was going to say, you
turned my voice over real down.
Clearer.
Yeah.
A little clearer,
okay.
Please.
Slower. Yeah.
Okay. Shall we go for take two?
Yeah, take two.
All right, whenever you want.
Carpet Ride has all the bargains for this bank holiday weekend. Axminster, Shagpile and Rhino's. 50% off sale on Bank Holiday Monday.
And she looks up like...
Yeah, Barry, it's just not that clear for the listener.
Really?
Know. Yeah,
well, what's the problem?
It's difficult
to understand what you're saying.
Oh, I'll have another go.
Like, well, his normal speaking is normal, though.
I think it takes whenever you
Carpet Riders, all the bargains for this bank holiday weekend. Frank Ball and Lino's. 15% off Australian Bank Holiday Monday.
Oh, Barry, I'm sorry, it's not really getting
Why
any
did
better,
they bring
it?
Him in
What?
There?
Which bit?
Which bit?
Well, all of it, to be honest. Maybe we should do this line by line.
Why did they use him?
All right.
Why did they use him?
Yeah, let's have another go.
All right, let's do take four.
A nice microphone.
Carpet Riders, all the bargain for the Frank Holiday Monday weekend. Jack Smith, the Frank Dahl and Lino's. 15% off. Silent Bank Holiday Monday.
I'm not sure this is going to work, Barry.
Yeah, well, you're an arsehole, mate.
Fucking producers, man.
Maybe he was like a guy known for his voice at a certain point.
I thought that was a woman.
Because why else?
Yeah, that's a guy.
That's a guy?
Yeah, I think so.
It's
yeah.
a guy, yeah.
It is.
It's just a baby bear.
He's just playing with you. Good.
Is somebody laughing at him in yes. the background?
Yeah.
They're not scared of the bear then.
Because he's the lowest one.
I think
one.
That's just him. That's his like breath.
Jeez.
Man. That's some revenant shit there, yeah. right?
Well, I told you I've seen two bears like that in the woods.
One cave? Two girls, one cup? I think that's what.
Oh, yeah.
Just licking that ferret? Or was that a rat?
He was. He was licking the rat.
Everyone licks rats.
Fruit Everybody cake,
$12.
Does?
I had some.
That's a $12 fruitcake right
spicy.
There.
It's spicy.
You want to try it?
I had some. It's spicy.
Cell phone. Whoopsie.
And back to texting.
Back to texting.
Thank you, tweens. Get off your MySpace. Get a job. Get out of the road.
I would have just ran her over.
Here we go. See, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
You knew it was going to happen.
Yeah. That's why I felt like it was kind of a letdown, right? Because as the closing, so that can't be the closing bit. We're getting one more.
What's your drug of choice?
I use methamphetamines.
Yeah.
And I try to at least use it once a day.
Gotcha.
But I don't really consider myself a drug abuser. The shit is amazing.
You like it?
I love it.
You're on a list, you know.
Nice.
There's a list of the 100. They came out with the 100 frequent flyers.
Really?
Friendly faces.
Of everything?
Of all. The entire.
Which one am I?
Which number on the list?
Yeah.
Oh, you're up there.
Nice.
You're up there.
I was just saying,
something in your
like,
hair.
I've definitely been the most in Seattle. Guaranteed.
He's having a good time.
He wasn't in a bit.
Should we do math?
He enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I think we should try something once.
Math? I think he said math. Math.
Oh, he's doing the hip thrust.
This is another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturgis, and I am that Brian Sturgis. You can follow me, BrianSturgis.com, at Mr. Brian Sturgis. Brian Sturgis Comedy, everything is different. They're all different, whatever. Just figure it out. Just figure it out. Timothy Hall is a bitch. Timothy Hall Music, 1192 Studios, Cliff Beach Music, Black Cliff Beach. Buy his book, Side Hustle and Flow, available on Amazon. And a very happy Thanksgiving to all of you. And we will see you next
Tuesday. Go eat some ass.
Stop pushing the table.